Welcome to the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast from Fluent in 3 months.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast. I'm your host, Benny Lewis, and in today's episode, I want to talk about, as you travel, should you consider living in major cities or should you go for deeper travels? And as you know, the theme of my travels in recent years has been to explore deeper inside the countries that I visit. So right now I'm wrapping up spending a month doing a full lap around Taiwan outside of its capital city. And my very next country that I'll share in the next week or two will also involve deep exploration around where travelers typically do not go. But I want to address this simple comparison before I expand on that specific theme of my own travels. What are the pros and cons of staying in major cities versus deeper travels? This isn't as easy a question as it may first seem. So firstly, if you just look at something like my time here in Taiwan, Taipei has so many advantages over elsewhere in the country. If you don't speak the language yet, you can get a lot more done in major cities like that, since people are more likely to speak English with you. And for many people whose travels don't center so much around learning the language, like me, that's a huge pro to make life easier. And another thing about major cities is how many kinds of international communities there are there, meaning that making it to meetups is a lot easier. So in Taipei, I was able to go to a different social event every single day that I found very, very quickly online, with options like language exchanges, meetups with locals for dinner or drinks, conferences, specific interest events, and so much more. In Taiwan and in many other countries I've visited, as I travel to smaller cities outside the capital, finding such events is a huge challenge, and it puts way more pressure on me to have to be outgoing and imaginative in finding ways to meet people. If I'm somewhere long enough, that's still possible, since I can, you know, join something like a dance class and meet people from that. But it's much more of an uphill battle, since those events aren't specifically for meeting people, and it makes brief visits especially challenging. So visiting smaller places can lead to a much more lonely travel lifestyle if you aren't extremely active to meet people, which can be exhausting. So in my current visit to Taiwan, I've definitely had a challenge to truly make friends outside of the capital city. That's also in part because my Mandarin isn't at high fluency yet. So I do find it easier when I've traveled deeper in other countries once I am very, very confident in language. So why even prioritize such off the beaten track places? There are plenty of reasons for that too, of course. Obviously, for my style of travel, where learning the language is the priority, it's a no-brainer to get away from where they might be more likely to reply to me in English. Although nowadays, probably the biggest reason by far to consider going away from the big cities is you will save a lot of money. I am very, very lucky that I got to travel so much starting 23 years ago, since I could live in places like Paris, Rome, San Francisco, Rio, and even, you know, temporary accommodation in places like that were super cheap. But nowadays, these places are overrun by Airbnbs that are many times more expensive than what you'd pay in rent if you were there long term. And even those living permanently in those cities are starting to get priced out because of inflation and because of getting overrun by tourist accommodation. But if you go to smaller destinations, especially if you have savings or if you're like me, you work online, your foreign currency is going to take you so much further. So you can often stay in really nice places without breaking the bank. For now, it's still incredibly affordable to be a nomad, as long as you're more selective about not always going where everyone else is. And then there's the level of immersion that you'll actually get. In major cities, the temptation, because of all of those international events and because of all the other foreigners everywhere, temptation is to get sucked into the expat bubble where you'll only speak English. And I've met many, many people who've lived years, sometimes even decades, in a major city abroad without learning more than the basics of the language because of the simplicity of using English. Sometimes all your friends are only fellow foreigners or only locals who specifically mastered English. And this gives travel a more one-dimensional feel when you're living abroad, in my opinion, that you can avoid if you spend less time in those big cities. In Taiwan, I've mainly been in Kaohsiung, Taichung, and today in Hualien in these recent weeks. It's definitely been harder to meet people, but I've gotten way more practice in my Mandarin as I've been out and about since I've been forced to use it. Although I will say that in Taipei, there were language exchange events every day, so I got more practice in the evenings, even if it was in a more artificially structured kind of situation. Bigger cities do have more to keep you busy naturally, and smaller cities force you to figure out more ways to keep yourself busy. And there's also a pace of life question. I think as you're young, you have the energy to take advantage of the millions of things happening in big cities. But as you get older, the quiet of smaller places becomes a huge advantage. So, you know, there isn't one real answer to that question that I brought up. It's why I'm happy that I get to do both, to have my cake and eat it, so to speak. I generally split my time between the major city or cities and the smaller ones and try to get the best of both worlds. I've had an amazing time visiting these smaller places in Taiwan, but I'm looking forward to going back to Taipei for my final week. And in my next country, I'm also looking forward to spending time in its capital city as well as the smaller places. But I do have to say that these days, compared to 20 or so years ago, I am definitely prioritizing more time outside of the capital cities because it ends up saving me a lot of money. So ultimately, that will be a big deciding factor for a lot of people. And on top of that, I really like to feel like I'm traveling deeper and having a more of a unique experience. And especially, I love it when I meet people and they tell me I'm the first foreigner they've ever met in their lives, which happens to me in a lot of my travels. And that's just not going to happen to you in the big major cities. Your experience is going to be very similar to so many other people, but you can have a more unique style in those deeper travels. So it doesn't mean you only have to travel that way. You can do something like what I'm doing and split your time. And it just gives travel that extra dimension. So I just wanted to bring that up. And of course, in one of the next episodes, I'm going to talk about what my next deep travel project is and the specific style of my travels that focuses on this deeper level of travel. So I thought I would share that with you today, and I hope you found it interesting. Thanks, as always, for listening. And until the next time, happy language learning and happy travels.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you found this episode valuable and want to help us out, please leave a review at languagehacking.com/review. The Language and Travel Hacking Podcast is presented by Benny Lewis and produced by Kittichai Boonthong, with special thanks to the Fluent in 3 Months team. The theme music was written and performed by Shannon Kennedy. Find the show notes at languagehacking.com/podcast. Thank you for listening. Happy language learning and happy travels.